The Sunday Sermon 12.5. Watch out for little pricks. Just to be entirely clear, I was referring to Doris and his puppy dog tales rather than Mia Farrow's daughter when I mentioned Dylan. Some say Bob Dylan was the people's poet, but I think the drugs just made him barking. There are young people out there needing shelter from the storm, and Centrepoint could use more government funding. Forget the 60s flashbacks and enjoy a photo or two of Dylan on the front pages of the papers. Again, I do mean Doris and Carrie's pet pooch, and do not want people searching the internet for photographs of Dylan Farrow's childhood taken by Woody Allen. Hard candy rather than radio days. I'm rather concerned how Instamatic Polaroid cameras became popular in the 1970s with all the dippy hippies perving over the flower children. Where's the good energy? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Apparently, Mia Farrow didn't know a ride on the pedalos meant sitting for photographs with Woody. Makes you worry for Buzz Lightyear. Woody Allen went to infinity and beyond, and not in a good way. Uncle Fester and Buzz apparently got a bit too cosy with Oedipus Rex. Never trust a man who gets into Sigmund Freud. Anyone who believes the seduction theory in child development is clearly likely to be covering up child abuse. I spill on your grave meets the cement garden. Dame Edna has turned me down again. I wondered how far they go down under. But a bit like my concerns with Woody, the Queen of Drag was concerned I might be referring to Rolf Harris when I said I fancied a blow on the didgeridoo. Two Little Boys as a song was clearly one for forensics in retrospect. RuPaul and I, like a game of hangman, I don't need to spell out that Woody Allen is a Rolf Harris, and they all could use the This Is It treatment that whackety whacked Jacko back. I was wrong to say Chris Whitty was not too pretty, as compared to Priti Patel, he looks pretty vacant in the wits department. Mistress Patel has the Tory grassroots quaking in their barber wellies. The footsie's bound to rise if it gets pretty wet, because Rishi Rich is bound to please his mistress or she might deport him. I do like the exotic type, so Mistress Patel could probably take me for some aloo gobi, leaving Rishi Rich to clean up the mess like a good cuck should. Grassroots be damned. I'm hoping Tom Holland will get with his dark side and open up a herbal tea shop in Kingston like my old Dutch. Perhaps Peter Parker can get a few shots of Priti Patel and Rishi Rich in a kiss and tell. I'm still with the girl with the pearl earring. A portrait smile can speak a thousand words. Spider-Man's good with the web, so perhaps he could find out what photos Woody Allen has on his laptop. Regrettably, the 60s throwback isn't hanging around from his film executive tie just yet. Me too, anybody? He can join with Prince Andrew's mates and get knotted in an empty cell for all I care. I prefer to look at pictures like Nicole Kidman in Fur, although when I met her she seemed to confuse me with a misogynist. I was crushed, or at least had one. Of course, Mia Farrow may also regret not getting it on with a real man by now. I had a floating voter this morning, but flushed the men's movements away again in favour of Keep Sadiq, rather than contemplating Brian the Snail and mad cows like Ermentrude. I await my COVID vaccination with anticipation, although Mia Farrow is no doubt less impressed by a little prick.